The way your body reacts to the seasons is controlled by a very old and primitive part of the brain, the hypothalamus.
I think of as like when you're in school and they have the janitor's closet and it has all the electrical and the communications and perhaps the water and the temperature.
Janice Anderson is the director of the Seasonal Affective Disorders Clinical Services at Brigham and Women's Hospital. She says that along with the essential duties of keeping us alive, the hypothalamus is the keeper of your biological clock. And it knows not just what time of day it is, but it knows the time of year by keeping track of light during the day.
Now, here in Boston, we're getting to the shortest days of the year. So we will have approximately 9 hours of light, and then we'll have approximately 15 hours of darkness.
So the hypothalamus, always making adjustments, makes some bigger adjustments, changes to your neurochemistry that can affect energy, mood, and appetite.
The changes in our sleep and our eating patterns are quite reminiscent of other organisms that are preparing for the winter time.
Robert Levitin heads depression studies at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health at the University of Toronto.
I would say it's not exactly hibernation, but it shares a lot in common in terms of what it accomplishes in terms of energy conservation and that protective aspect to it.
But if you're a mammal who's lost the fur, moved indoors and invented artificial heat, light, agriculture, us, these adjustments may not be so helpful. Things like
a loss of energy and a loss of interest in social interactions combined with energy-conserving symptoms, so both overeating, craving for carbohydrates and often fats, often significant weight gain, and a tendency to sleep a lot more than usual.
Since we all go through these brain changes in winter, people can experience anything on the continuum from a bit of winter lethargy to full-on seasonal affective disorder, which can be debilitating. So what can you do to fight against your own brain? Well, first, if seasonal depression is disrupting your life, see a doctor. Light therapy, with the right kind of light, has been shown to be effective, as have other treatments often used for clinical depression. There are some habits that can help. For one, take it easy on those carbohydrates you're craving. Won't help your energy. Next, Janice Anderson says, get out of bed.
As opposed to letting yourself sleep in and adopting the myth that you, like a bear, should hibernate in the winter. So that's always a bad strategy.
Yep. Even though these biological processes are akin to seasonal hibernation in other mammals, fight that urge. Don't be the bear.
Get out, get active, and stay engaged.
Anderson points to studies that show that certain native populations tend to suffer less from seasonal depression than other populations at the same latitude. There's probably a genetic component, but Anderson says their happiness might be a result of their traditional lifestyle, with lots of outdoor activities and culture. So if abstaining from carby holiday delicacies and sleeping in strike you as going against the holiday spirit, take comfort in the fact that you can feel good about partying with your friends. For your health. Arun Roth, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.